spring's the best time to be on the west coast of the South Island of New Zealand to visit the country's only nesting sanctuary for white heron. These rare birds return to a protected and isolated coastal lagoon near Okarito each year to breed. It's only accessible by jet boat and a short walk. Asua Hearn spoke to the only licensed tour operator to the sanctuary, Dion Arnold.
This is Sue Hearn. I'm on the west coast of the South Island of New Zealand. I'm with Dion Arnold, who runs a business taking tours to the White Heron Sanctuary. Welcome to the program, Dion.
Yeah, g'day.
Can you tell us about it? What do we see here?
So this is New Zealand's only nesting site for the white heron. It's a very special place. For over 150 years now, the white heron have been using this as their only breeding ground in the country. And so, yeah, we're right amongst the nesting birds. This time of the year is a great time, the early spring going into summer, as we've got lots of nests with chicks hatching in them and adult birds coming and going, feeding those young. Yeah, very special place out here.
And this is the only breeding ground in the whole of New Zealand?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was first discovered back in 1865 by a pioneer surveyor who came across this nesting site purely by accident. And there was never another site found anywhere else in the country where the white heron were returning for their breeding. Yeah, we don't know why that is, of course. That's one of those real mysteries of nature. But this is it, their special place.
It is incredibly special just sitting here watching them from the spotting box you've got here.
Yeah, the viewing hide. We set this business up and started working with the Department of Conservation here, guiding visitors out to have a look at the nesting birds almost 30 years ago. And we built this purpose-built viewing hide here so as we can get right amongst the birds and not disturb them in any way and watch all their comings and goings and going about their daily routines as they raise their young here.
So how many birds or nesting nests are there?
So this year we've got 40 white heron nests. It's not many. It's only a small, fragile population. They seem to almost have a natural limit over their population, the white herons, governed by the fact that they have just one nesting site and also the weather and food supply around this area. But 40 nest sites this season is a good number to have. But as you can see as we're looking around there, a lot of those nests have two or three chicks so far this season, which is really good. That's probably proof of our wonderful weather we've had over the last week or over the last few weeks. And so, yeah, that gets the chicks off to a good start. So hopefully this season the population might increase a little.
So of the two or three in each nest, how many would survive?
Normally only one or two. They'll hatch out two or three chicks, these white herons, but quite often only manage to raise one or two. But it will just depend a bit now on the weather and the food supply over the next few weeks as to how many of these young will survive. But so far they're off to a very good start this season.
And what are they being fed? What are their mother and father, what are they collecting to feed the babies?
It's all sorts of small fish. Wading birds, the herons, so they stalk around the shallow water in both saltwater estuaries and freshwater streams. They'll find things like herrings and mullet and flounder, frogs and eels and whitebait, all that sort of small aquatic life, small fish. They semi-digest some of that and bring it back and feed it to their young here at the nest site.
So how many people do you bring here a year?
We probably bring about 2,500 to 3,000 visitors out here over the spring and summer months. It's usually from mid-September till about the end of February that we have the white herons nesting around here and we can bring visitors out to take a look at them.
This seems to be the perfect time. We've caught all the babies and just been able to see everything.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is probably what we consider to be the peak of their nesting now. October, November, December are certainly the 3 months through that spring and summer period where it's the peak of their nesting and all the birds are in here going about their routine of raising the young. Yeah.
So where do they go when they leave here?
After the summer, they'll stay in New Zealand but spread throughout the country. So they might be seen in the North Island or the South Island, even on some of our offshore islands like Stewart Island. But usually they're seen as just a single solitary bird in those winter months, just one on their own, one white heron somewhere around the countryside. But those birds have all come from this nesting site and they will all come back to here again in the spring when they're ready for nesting.
So how did you find this site yourself?
It was known to be here. We grew up around this area. My family's a local family. We've been in the area for 3 generations now. And yeah, we started off the business of guiding visitors out here. It was known that the nesting site was here, but no one had any access to it. So we worked with the Department of Conservation and getting it set up so as we could make access out here and guide visitors out. But as you've seen, it's a bit of a out-of-the-way place and we have to use a combination of minibus and jet boat and then a short walk to get out here right into the remote location.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great place. It's one of those very special, unique, out-of-the-way spots.
Thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
No problem at all. You're welcome. Thank you for coming along.
That was Sue Ahern there speaking with Dion Arnold. And also, she noticed she got the white heron to chirp just on cue. That was pretty tricky, I thought.